Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we've been talking a little bit about this national level exercise 2010. FEMA has requested certain documents be removed from certain websites, and they seem to be trying to eliminate references to NLE 2010, which is supposed to take place in May of this year. And the question invariably came up, you know, why? Why is this going on? And we know that the United States has been preparing for different types of scenarios with regard to martial law for many years, ladies and gentlemen. And this 29-palm survey of our military, it's something that everyone needs to be focused on and concerned about. Why was our military questioned as to whether or not they would, whether it would be appropriate for U.S. combat troops to be used within the borders of the United States? They said in this survey, do you feel the U.S. combat troops should be used within the United States for any of the following missions? Drug enforcement. And once again, all of these have the boxes for them to check. Strongly disagree, disagree, agree, strongly agree, and no opinion. Okay, so they're asking, do you agree or disagree with U.S. troops being used within the United States for drug enforcement? Number nine, disaster relief, such as hurricanes, floods, fires, and earthquakes. Number 10, security at national events, such as Olympic Games and the Super Bowl. Environmental disaster and cleanup. Number 12, substitute teachers in public schools. We're talking about using the military for this stuff, folks. Number 13, community assistance programs, such as landscaping, environmental cleanup, road repair, and animal control. Number 14, federal and state prison guards. Number 15, National Emergency Police Force. Number 16, advisors to SWAT units, the FBI, or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the BATF. Number 17, Border Patrol, prevention of illegal aliens into U.S. territory. Now, it goes on from here. I'm going to finish this up. I'm up against the clock, so I'm going to finish this up on the other side of the break. I think this is important stuff. Once in a while, we have to go back and look at what's been done in the past to know where we've come and to the present, and where are we headed in the future, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we have Bob Chapman waiting in the wings. Michael in New York, I'll take you on the other side of the break as well. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. As we continue on here, I've been sharing with you from the 29 Palms survey that was put out where at 29 Palms, the military base in California, in 1993 to begin with, and some of the questions that our troops were asked years ago to find out where they stood. And the questions are very alarming, ladies and gentlemen, because it points to the possibility of a martial law type situation. Now, I'm going to hurry up and get through this. It says, do you feel the U.S. combat troops, and once again, each one of these have the responses that they're supposed to check, strongly disagree, agree, strongly agree, and no opinion. Do you feel that U.S. combat troops under U.S. command should be used in other countries? For and of the following, for the United Nations missions. And once again, they go through drug enforcement, disaster relief, environmental disaster cleanup, peacekeeping, nation building, in other words, reconstructing civil government, develop public school system, develop or improve public transportation systems, etc. Humanitarian relief, such as food and medical supplies, temporary housing and clothing. Next question, do you feel that U.S. combat troops should be used in other countries under command of non-U.S. officers? Can you say United Nations, listeners? Appointed by the United Nations for any of the following missions. Drug enforcement. Number 25, disaster relief. Number 26, environmental disaster cleanup. Number 27, peacekeeping. Number 28, nation building. Number 29, humanitarian relief. Number 30, police action, such as Korea and Vietnam, but serving under non-U.S. officers. Now, they say consider the following statements. Number 31, the U.S. runs a field training exercise. U.N. combat troops should be allowed to serve in U.S. combat units during these exercises under U.S. command and control. Strongly disagree, agree, strongly agree, and no opinion. All of these have those options. Number 32, the United Nations runs a field training exercise. The U.N. runs a field training exercise. U.S. combat troops under U.S. command and control should serve in U.N. combat units during these exercises. Do you agree or disagree? Number 33, the United Nations runs a field training exercise. U.S. combat troops should serve under U.N. command and control in U.N. during these exercises. Agree or disagree? Number 34, U.S. combat troops should participate in U.N. missions as long as the U.S. has full command and control. Number 35, U.S. combat troops should participate in U.N. missions under United Nations command and control. Number 36, U.S. combat troops should be commanded by U.N. officers and non-commissioned, or NCOs, at battalion and company levels while performing U.N. missions. Number 37, it would make no difference to me to have U.N. soldiers as members of my team. In other words, by fire team, squad, platoon, strongly disagree, agree, strongly disagree, so forth. Number 38, it would make no difference to me to take orders from a U.N. company commander. Strongly disagree, agree, etc. Number 39, I feel the President of the United States has the authority to pass his responsibilities as Commander-in-Chief to the U.N. Security Council. Agree or disagree? Number 40, I feel there is no conflict between my oath of office and serving as a U.N. soldier. You see where they're headed with this, ladies and gentlemen? Number 41, I feel my unit's combat effectiveness would not be affected by performing humanitarian missions for the United Nations. Number 42, I feel a designated unit of U.S. combat soldiers should be permanently assigned to the command and control of the United Nations. Number 43, I would be willing to volunteer for assignment to a U.S. combat unit under a U.N. commander. Number 44, I would like U.N. member countries, including the U.S., to the U.N., all the soldiers necessary to maintain world peace. Number 45, I would swear to the following code. Quote, I am a United Nations fighting person. I serve in the forces which maintain world peace and every nation's way of life. I am prepared to give my life in their defense, unquote. Number 46, the U.S. government declares a ban on the possessions, sale, transportation, and transfer of all non-sporting firearms. A 30-day amnesty period is permitted for these firearms to be turned over to the local authorities. At the end of this period, a number of citizen groups refuse to turn over their firearms. Consider the following statement. I would fire upon U.S. citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the U.S. government. Strongly disagree, disagree, agree, strongly agree, or no opinion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this was a survey that was handed out by the commanders of a SEAL Team 6 on September 15th of 1993, and then subsequently to the remaining SEAL platoons throughout September and October of that year. They also say that on January 22, 1994, one of the observers copied a chilling message from the Internet from Petty Officer Second Class W. Kelly, U.S. Navy Special Warfare Team 6, to D. Hawkins regarding gun confiscation. Kelly began stating that the questionnaire was, quote, to find out if we would allow the, if we would follow the orders of commanding officers without question. So this is the thing, folks. What's being planned for us as we have economic messes being created for us, chaos being created all around us. We got the mess at the border. We have our troops are gone out of this country, spread out in over 130 countries around the world, listeners. We're virtually being left defenseless here in the United States. I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. We have Bob Chapman waiting in the wings. We're going to bring him up in just a few minutes here. Once again, the number 800-313-9443. Let's go to New York and talk to Michael. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for taking my call. I want to thank you and Bob Chapman for all your diligence in getting the truth out to the American people weekly. Month after month, and I appreciate that. And I want to follow up. That survey came out like you're covering in perfect detail during the first term of the Commie Clinton administration as they began to weed out and test the American military for their loyalty to the Americans or whether or not they'll just be mercenaries and do whatever they're told for their pay and serve a global United Nations government. And they were asked if they're willing to wear UN uniforms. And let's recall then that, and are you willing to shoot Americans if they don't hand over their guns? Those were all questions as well. And let's recall that during the Somali incidents and the other, quote-unquote terrorist events, killing our GIs abroad, when they came home in their caskets, they were draped with UN flags. And Commie Gore and Clinton would shake the parents' hands of those fallen military personnel, which are heroes to us, of course, because we love our military men and women, and even though they're being duped. And they said, you ought to be proud. Your son died for a UN flag. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the dads almost spit in their face when they were told that, into Gore and Clinton's face, and were insulted by it. But the media covered all that up. They didn't want to address that. They didn't want the American people catching on.
Yeah.
And so subsequently, I had a friend in the GI from the first Gulf War, and he was in the second one as well. So during the 90s, under the two Commie Clinton administrations, he told me that the military went down so low. He said the floors were dirty. They were recruiting 4Fs that normally would never make it into the service. He told me that the morale was real low, that you could be sued. If you were disciplining somebody, they could sue you. They could call you a racist or whatever and sue you. All that was going on under the Commie Clinton administration as they were breaking down our morale in the military and setting us up for a hard fall. So our military was weaker. I mean, let's remember after World War II, all the UN wars, Korean War, Vietnam War, all the way up to now, all designed to break the morale of our military. We're not allowed to win wars. We're just shooting targets. And that's all there was it to those wars. All these wars since World War II are all designed to break our military down. You know, and recently on the History Channel, Darren, as well, if you ever watch it with the mail call with this ex-vet, he's an actor as well. His name is Arlie Emery, something like that. R.E. Emery or R.L. Emery, something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's all about military stuff. And so one day, a few months back, I was watching it, and he's talking to a GI about this new service truck they have that goes out in the field during battle, and it can service tanks as well as be used for military application as well, and how great it was technically. And while I'm viewing that, there's a regular Army truck in view, and it has UN lettering on the doors. And I seen that, and I said, was that UN? Or was that U.S.? So I waited patiently for another view, and sure enough, UN. And I'm saying, Arlie Emery, you're a traitor. If you're not jumping up and down saying, soldier, am I seeing UN lettering on that truck? What in the hell am I looking at here? And so I'm figuring, well, this must be abroad. No way could this be at home. Sure enough, I watched it longer. It was in California. And so that's where we are now with these commies controlling our government.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And keep in mind, listeners, Title 10, United States Code, Section 153, puts our command, the Joint Chiefs of Staff have to participate in the United Nations operations in accordance with the United Nations Charter.
And Darren,
use Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella? Call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we still have Michael in New York on the line, and we'll give him an opportunity to make his last point there. By the way, the phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we have Bob Chapman waiting in the wings of the International Forecaster. We're going to bring him up in just a moment. Michael, go ahead with your point there.
Yes, thank you, Darren. So, you know, when we hear the nation building, being used for nation building, it's united nation building. That's what they've been using our troops for post-World War II, to get the rest of the countries of the world under the thumb of the United Nations, and now they're closing in on us because they've accomplished that task. And so that's, you know, and the Clintons were big initiators of it, but then Republicans come in and they follow right up, and of course they voted for NAFTA and CAFTA and all the global crap. They're all guilty as well. And now that we got another Democrat who's as more commie, just as much commie as the Clintons and the Bushes, and so they're just consolidating. One administration consolidates from the previous administration, and then they advance it a little further, their agenda, and they push the envelope as far as they can with the American people, and then the next administration comes in and it consolidates where the previous administration left off, and then they advance it further. That's exactly what has been going on the last 40 years in our government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, every time we try to vote the bums out, we just vote more bums in. And, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, with regard to this stuff, all these bank bailouts and all this nonsense with this financial stuff, everybody gets so angry. And I know Obama's approval rating has dropped massively. You know, but everyone keeps, and you hear these nonsense neocons on the radio, the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys, and they go on and on and on talking about how evil Obama is for doing all of this stuff and the Democrats. All this stuff is, ladies and gentlemen, is a continuation of the same policies that were started by the last regime. You know,
exactly. And then they'll advance it further. The next administration will advance it even further.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Darren. Well, hey, pal, keep up the great work, and God bless. One day, we're going to get this country back in our hands, and it's not going to be too much further down the road.
Well, we got to believe that, or otherwise, what's the point in even trying, you know?
The Lord, Darren, the Lord is good, pal, and the Lord does love the United States of America. He's the founder of this country. He's just got to weed out all the lards and the loads and the people that don't want to be independent and free and solely relying on God for their health, for their welfare, for their well-being. Those people will have to go. They are not Americans. They are the enemy of this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Michael. God bless you, man.
God bless, pal.
All right, folks, I'm going to bring up Bob Chapman here in just a moment. We have a situation now, once again, where the unemployment figures have come out. Of course, we had a congressman, once again, I reported last week, they were talking about blocking unemployment benefits again. Now they've passed another extension, so that's pushed back a little bit more. We've just had a new set of unemployment figures for the week come out. And I've just lost the figures here. But, you know, it looks to me like, ladies and gentlemen, that we have new unemployment numbers that are close to a 500,000 unemployment new jobless claims. According to the Washington Post, new weekly jobless claims unexpectedly rose by 24,000 to 484,000 last week. 484,000 in 1 week, ladies and gentlemen. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Increasing worries that high unemployment will stick around for a long time. You think? Forecasters had expected the new jobless claims to come in at 430,000. Well, that's much better, isn't it? We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of jobs every single week, ladies and gentlemen. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility in the number, rose 7,500 last week to 457,750. Continuing claims rose 4.57 million to 4.64 million. Economists suggest the spike in claims could be related to the Easter holiday. Each week, it seems, there's some sort of anomaly that affects the new jobless claims, they say. The big February snows, the March snapback from the February snows, the Easter holiday, so it's hard to get a good handle on the real jobless picture. I don't think it's hard to get a good handle. All you have to do is look around you, ladies and gentlemen. Look around you at how many people have lost their job in this country. Yet the unemployment rate, they say, is still 9.7%. Now, how is that possible? It's not, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk with Bob Chapman here of the International Forecaster. He'll give his opinions on this and a lot of other things here on Govern America. We're in trouble. Our economy, everything has been engineered to collapse in this country. Everything is hanging by a thread in this country. We have the corruption in Washington, D.C., and even in our state legislatures as well, reaching unprecedented levels in this country. How long can we survive in this? How long can we survive as a country with this level of corruption? I think that's what everyone needs to ask ourselves. And we're going to take the bottom of the hour break, and on the other side of the break, we'll bring up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Stay with us as Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we're going to be bringing up Bob Chetman here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you, RBN is having a pledge drive. Anyone who would like to donate to the network, you're certainly encouraged to do so, as it's expensive running a network and keeping all the things going with regard to satellite time, electric, internet bills, you name it. There's salaries that have to be paid. So if you can afford anything, please donate to the network. They need your help. Monday through Friday, you can call during office hours, which are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online at any time. Also, they have RBN generic business cards available. They're $10 per 100, and that's that includes free shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Once again, the number is 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central, and anytime on republicbroadcasting.org. I want to call your attention also to the website, governamerica.com. Once again, we have at the top H.R. 4759 to provide for the withdrawal of the United States from the North American Free Trade Agreement, legislation currently pending in Congress right now. Most of the legislation that's introduced in Congress is garbage, is trash, is dangerous for our country. This is a good bill and needs to be supported. You can call the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. Once again, 202-224-3121. Hit them hard, hit them often, and tell your family and friends to call as well. They need to hear from you. We have the headlines from RBN on the website. Also, some of the other additions that we've had. We already had the White House press releases, key congressional votes, and now we have the most recent Supreme Court decisions that we've added up there as well. The idea, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to have the ability to participate and keep track of what your government is doing so that you can come to the website and see everything that's going on with all three branches of government. Also, we have Agenda 21 Smart Growth News up there from the Smart Growth Network. Lots of stuff, state by state, as well as national news from pertaining to Agenda 21 implementation all around the country. There's other things as well, lots of things that are going to be added in the coming days, so keep checking back on the website at governamerica.com. Also, we have Bob Chapman's website, the International Forecaster, and Bob Chapman, by the way, has attended Northeastern University. He majored in business management. He spent 3 years in the U.S. Army counterintelligence, mostly in Europe, and has resided in various places around the globe. He was a stockbroker for many, many years, from 1960 to 1988. He owned his own brokerage firm for 18 years, which served over 6,000 clients when he retired. After his retirement in the June of 1991, at the request of business associates, he began writing the International Forecaster, which he is still writing to this day. It is an excellent newsletter, ladies and gentlemen. I highly encourage you to read it. He's one of the few financial experts that will actually tell you what's really going on. And we're pleased to have him back here on Govern America this morning. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. It's very nice to be here again. And I had a question on your previous part of the program to do with the survey that was given to members of the Marine Corps at 29 Palms. Was that the survey that was done as part of a doctoral thesis?
All I know is that I'm not sure it was presented by commanders of a SEAL Team 6, according to what this says, September 15th, 1993. I'm not quite sure anything more about it other than that.
Well, the survey began in 88, and they used it at 29, and it was a doctoral thesis of one of the officers, and the government decided to go ahead with it. And at that time, I was living in La Jolla in San Diego, the home of SEAL Team 6. And
okay.
Pardon me?
Oh, I just said okay.
And one of the members of that team was a friend of mine. In fact, I used to play golf with a bunch of them frequently. when they weren't in training are doing what they do in different places. And the result of the survey that pertained to the part of firing on American citizens, 82% of the people questioned said they would not do so. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of the outcome of the actual outcome.
Yeah, and in addition to that, I have a lot of subscribers who are active in ex-military. A lot of them are Marines, because I do the American or the Marine disquisition every week and have for about 5 years. And one of them said to me recently that if they were to bring foreign troops into the United States, and this evidently has been batted around with the Marines for a long time, the Marine told me, he was a top gunny, he had just in the process of retiring, he told me that if they brought foreign troops in, that the Marines would liquidate them.
Wow. Well, that's certainly encouraging.
And that's straight from the horse's mouth. And I had another one. This is interesting as well, and not on the subject, but
that's okay.
You know, there's all this talk and consternation about whether the United States government at Fort Knox and other places has the gold that they say they have. And this one fellow told me, and he was retiring as well, he said that my detail guarded that gold, and he said there are bars there that look like gold. He says, I don't know who they belong to. He says, I don't know whether they're tungsten with gold painted on them as a veneer. He said, but there's something there. And I thought I'd pass that on.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I wonder how this, how the results of this survey would be today if they were to ask these people that are in the military now.
Well, I think probably about the same. Although I had one officer and one top sergeant both tell me that the figures have changed. 90% now would not fire on American citizens.
You know, and looking at that, we see our military's been taken out of this country for the most part. You know, they're being sent overseas to fight and die in these wars around the world. You know, so, you know, how many of our military are left in the country? You know, I mean, so taking these results, 80 to 90% would not fire on American people, and then having our military removed from the country, I think it pretty well sums up why we don't have our military here, you know?
Well, I'm telling you, if they bring in foreign troops, they ain't going home. And that's
just not the military talking.
That's the average American citizen. And they won't stand for it. And, you know, it's interesting, as an aside, the U.S. is talking that because of this supposed drug war that's going on, that they want to move American troops into Mexico to solve this problem. Well, in the Mexican Constitution, it says you can't do that. And second of all, what most people don't realize, what the real battle about is in this drug situation, although the drug cartels fight among each other, it's that the Mexican government under PAN and the U.S. CIA want to take the drug trade over. And that's what this sweep has been about for the last 2.5 to 3 years in trying to, quote, eliminate these drug dealers, when in fact they just want to take over the action.
Yeah, you know, we have a couple of...
And incidentally, that came from high up in the Mexican government, so that's a straight skinny on that.
Yeah, well, there was one of the things I was going to say is that we have a couple of listeners down there in Mexico, and that one guy we call Gringo, he lives right there in the thick of the violence right there on the border, and he's actually a U.S. citizen, but he's down there because he has his wife and children. He's in the process of getting them legalized in this to live here in this country. He's doing things the right way, And that was one of the things he said in one of the recent emails he sent me, is that they have, you know, they want these drug gangs to continue. They have, you know, they're using this thing for their own benefit. And the drug trade actually helps a lot of businesses down in Mexico, according to what he said.
Let me tell you something. The number, Darren, is $40 billion a year. And right now in Mexico, there is no recession. Inflation officially is 2.5%, and the real inflation is probably 3.5, 3.75, somewhere in there. And they can do very well by themselves. But that's what that's all about. And so what the drug people have said, look, you want action, you got it. And so the ability of the Mexican authorities with their military, which, well, I've seen them, and they're not very good. And their weapons, I wouldn't even fire them. I'm serious. And I'm a weapons expert. And so this is a big game that they're playing. The game is to take over the trade, and they've gotten virtually nowhere.
Yeah.
Incidentally, well, it's going to cause the fall of PAN, which is the one of the two parties in Mexico currently that have large followings. The other is called PRI, which is the Spanish pronunciation. And the local elections in the states have been turning back to PRI again. And the next president of Mexico probably will be the PRI delegate, the person they put up for election. And then that nonsense is going to stop.
Interesting. Well, Bob, let's turn a corner and talk about the situation that we have with the economy and everything.
The unemployment thing you were talking about earlier, the bottom line is this. They have U 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. U 3 is 9.875%. That's the, quote, headline number that they use to mislead Americans and anybody else who has interest in unemployment in America. The real unemployment figure, which includes those who are no longer getting checks from the government, or the states for this matter, those who are involuntarily working part-time, the average of which the work week is 33.1 hours per week, and is 10 million people on forced part-time. It includes all of those who are discouraged and just simply can't find any work. And then the U3, which you see, which is 9.875%, which is short-term unemployment. Now, there's one other factor in there, and I'll talk about it in a minute. So if you put them all together, you get U6. And that is 16.875% real unemployment. But there is a thing in there called the birth-death ratio. It is a birth of businesses and a death of businesses, and the projection as to how many people they hire and fire. It's so, totally subjective. It's bogus, but it's in there. It's put in by Clinton in 1985. Or was it Clinton? Who was in 1985? I think he was. But anyway, it's not important. So if you pull out those nonsense figures that come from the birth-death ratio, the real unemployment rate nationally is 22.125%. And during the Great Depression of the 1930s, it was 25%.
Right. So we're right there with the Great Depression as far as unemployment is concerned.
And the corner has been turned. What do I mean by that? The corner is we have gotten each month over perhaps about the last year a diminution in the numbers of unemployed. In other words, those joining the unemployment force have been ratcheted down over that period of time. The reason being stimulus, both from Congress as well as the Federal Reserve, through the expansion of money and credit. And these numbers naturally would come down if you throw money at the economy, at least in the short term. And of course, it doesn't really solve the problem.
Right.
And so what's happening now is we've reached a point about 2 or 3 weeks ago where the decreases in the additions to unemployment had been getting smaller, and now it's just like taking a U-turn, and they're going to start going back up again, and they will continue to do so.
I got to take a break here. Hold your thoughts there, Bob. We'll be back here, folks.
Okay.
Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll be back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. His website is linked up with ours. His website is www.theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternationalforecaster.com, and you can go there and read his newsletter. I believe he puts it out twice weekly. Excellent information that he has in there. And Bob, before the break, you were talking about the unemployment numbers. They tell us consistently that they're around 9.7%. Sometimes they say 10%. There's a lot of things they don't include in that. They manipulate them down whatever way they can. Currently, they're at 22.18% is what you said. And at the height of the Great Depression, they were about 25%, I guess. And anyway, you got the government spending all this money with, in the form of stimulus, which should force down the unemployment numbers, and yet what do we have but a rebound, an increase. And anyway, do you want to pick up your thoughts there that you were saying before the break?
Yes. And so unless the government, through the Congress and the Senate, appropriates more stimulus or bailout money, if you may, or that the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, which handles monetary policy, which as of late has been removing money and credit from the system, if they don't stop that and re-add money and credit to the system, the inflation, which is in the pipeline already, which will last about another year and a half, will continue, but the underlying economy will continue to deteriorate. So you could have, without stimulus, you could have a trajectory downward, and at the same time, inflation, and maybe even hyperinflation because of what they've done. And that would lead toward a deflationary depression year and a half, two and a half years from now. And this is the trajectory that we're on right now. And unemployment is not going to get better. It's now going to get worse again. And that 16.78%, you six-figure, is going to start climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, my figures, which don't include the birth-death ratio, will be climbing as well. You know, it's like when somebody said to me down in the Gulf Coast of Florida, that unemployment officially in the area is 14%. Well, what you have to do is add about 4% minimum, and you've got 18, maybe even 19% in that area. And this is what's going on all over the country. So where are we going? Well, without stimulus, we're going downhill. With stimulus, we're going to buy some more time. I think what the financial community and the power behind government, the Illuminati, what they're headed for here is a year and a half to 2 years from now, they're going to pull the plug, and they're going to go into a deflationary downsweep, and they're going to have another war at the same time.
Okay, hold it right there. That's a good spot to pause for the top of the hour break. Folks, if you'd like to call in, by the way, you're certainly welcome to do that. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hour number three of Govern America is about to begin. Stay with us.
With recent international